This is File 26, Cycle 2. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is April 26, 2016. I am interviewing Mrs. Inga Heckel on the Friends of the Salisbury, the Friends of the Scoville Library, and its background. But we'll first start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
Inga Heckel.
And your birth date?
January 2nd, 1940.
Your birthplace?
New York City.
Specifically Flushing?
Flushing.
Your parents' names, please.
Gertrude and Christian.
Do you have siblings?
No.
What is your educational background after high school?
Bachelor of Arts from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill in English.
And how did you come to this area?
Through some friends who had a place in Sharon and introduced me to the area through that in 1965.
And how did you get involved with the Friends of the Scoville Library?
Through my friend and former neighbor in New York City, Eileen Tettenbaum.
Can you tell me the people that began the Friends of the Library?
Well, I think most of them had been former members of the Board of Trustees of the Library, which at the time had term limits. This is 2003. Among the founders were Judy Linscott, Eileen Tettenbaum, Lori Batchelor, I believe Judy Gott, Libby Waterston, and others whom I don't, you know, I don't remember.
But that's a good start. Why was it founded?
I think to create more sort of energy and awareness about the library in the community, and to offer programs that the library couldn't otherwise present.
And how do you get on that particular board? Do you apply? Are you invited? Or
I think it's by invitation, but, you know, because somebody who's on the group says, oh, so-and-so would love to help us sort books, like you, Jean.
Yes. Oh, I did a lot of book sorting. That was good experience. I had taught alphabetical order, and it was a review for me.
There you are.
How many are on the board now?
15.
And are there people on the board? When I was there, I knew, like, Mary Taylor and Eileen and Judy Gott. Who's on the board now that was not there when I was?
Well, Addison Stone and Joanne Carlisle.
Perfect.
Lisa Kimmel White, who's going to be the next president.
How do you spell the Kimmel?
K-I-M-M-E-L. And Carolyn Culliton.
How do you spell the Culliton?
C-U-L-L-I-T-O-N.
I'm sorry?
C-U-L-L-I-T-O-N. Okay. Carolyn, L-Y-N. They live across the street in the brick house.
The big one?
Two Furnace Road.
Oh, that used to be the manager's office for the Brian Richardson.
Right.
Oh, yes. All right.
And Todd Page, who's an interior designer.
Is it Page with an I?
No, Page.
Just Page. Plain Page.
And he has a shop in Millerton called Christopher Todd Antiques. Very nice young man. I think the others are pretty much
the ones
same
that I would know.
It's a wonderful
group of people, and they are so dedicated to the library.
Absolutely.
Now, you did something very special when you became president with the Friends of the Scoville Memorial Library and the Board of Trustees. Tell me what you did.
Well, we have an annual meeting every year at which we have elections, which is usually the first of beginning of May. And I realized early on that the Board of Trustees of the Library and the Board of Directors of the Friends didn't really know each other. So after our annual meeting, I invited, in I think 2010, maybe 11, I invited the Board of Trustees to join us. I mean, when we had an active membership program, we invited all of the, quote, members to attend the annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Very few ever came, but they were officially.
That's unusual. That's usual.
Officially invited. And it was a great way of everybody meeting each other and bringing the two boards together because there's a common purpose.
Oh, yeah. It was a good party. I remember that. It was a good party. I was very fortunate.
So we've done that ever since. And I think
it's well worth it.
It's absolutely worth
it. It's well worth it because if people work together, more gets accomplished. How do you raise money for the gifts to the library?
Well, we have the annual book sale.
Who's heading that?
Lisa White has been the chair of that, and when she becomes president in May, I think she'll recruit someone else to chair that committee, because it's a lot of work.
Oh, yes.
Like herding cats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we switched 2 years ago to having our major fundraising event in June, sort of toward the end of June, taking advantage of the summer solstice. And and we, you know, had a book sale with that. We've done a kind of adjunct book sale in October during Fall Festival, and that will probably continue this year with a sort of day-long thing. With the renovation of the library, we haven't been able to collect books for the last year, so we first have to
collect,
get our stacks back and start collecting books again, although there are books lingering in various garages at the moment.
Oh, yes.
So the book sale and the attendant cocktail party is the principal way we raise funds. Last year we did the Kitchen Arts and Letters, and 40 artists gave us small works of art, which we had a silent auction, and that was a huge success.
Oh, I'll bet.
But I think you can't do that every year.
No, but it's nice to do something different like that.
So this year we have Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough doing
excellent
demonstration and tasting and a trivia quiz. And so that'll be
fantastic.
That's May 21st. And that there won't be a book sale with that. And we're doing it at the Town Grove because, you know, the library isn't finished, although it will be by July 1.
I hope so.
Yes. And then we've, the last 2 or 3 years, we've done book-themed gift baskets at the Artisan Sale in December, just one weekend. And we'll do that again this year. And then, let's see, we've had, why am I drawing a blank? Anyway, those are the two, you know, principal things. We take advantage of other things as they come along.
Mm-hmm. 1 year you did a book sale on the lawn for children's books, I think.
Well, we usually put the children's books under a little tent.
Okay.
So that they can be outside.
Good thinking. Love
and
it.
Have plenty of time, plenty of thing to roam around. But I don't remember, we didn't do it specifically at children's books.
Okay. Alrighty.
We have given children's books that remain after the sale to the food pantry for them to distribute.
Ah. Not the daycare center or any of the other children's preschool.
Well, we just
okay. That's something I didn't know, and the two ladies that I've done on the food pantry didn't mention that. Thank you very much.
Usually, we give them to Mary Taylor to take over there.
Okay.
And then she kind of keeps them and takes them in groups, so that because they don't have very much storage. But that's what we've done.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Leftover books.
That's a lovely idea.
Do
any of the adult books go to Noble?
No, they don't want them.
Ah, okay.
They've got their own. collection system.
The books that are left over, are they recycled in some way with another company?
Well, they're always recycled if we don't keep them.
Okay.
And we sort of assess from time to time what has been around, you know, too long.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some companies, they're getting fewer and fewer, yeah, who will come and collect
pick them up.
Them.
Yeah.
They used to give you money, but they don't do that anymore. But if you have enough, they'll come and get them.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
But we try to save whatever we can.
Oh, sure.
You know, especially art books and cookbooks.
Art
and books
and gardening
books and
oversized
books.
Yeah, because even though the material may be similar, there's still different ideas and different points of view, which is important. What are some of the programs or gifts that you've given to the library from the fundraising?
Well, we pay for the New York Times to be at the library every year, which is
over
$1,000. In the last 2 or 3 years, Claudia Kane, the director of the library, makes requests for grants to us, and then we vote on those. We've rarely, you know, turned down a request that she had.
You were very generous with the oral history program when I was there.
We try to be responsive to what the needs are. And all of the things that we give are things that would not be possible within the confines of the operating budget.
Mm-hmm.
So
because
the operating budget.
It's the wish list, the things that we would like, and I know that you've given a lot of money for the children's programs.
Yes. And we most recently have given $16,500 for the new children's library as part of the capital campaign. And then we sponsor this, it's again an annual subscription to something called Hoopla, which is an online music and video program, which Claudia says is, used a great deal by people.
Oh, good.
And you can download it onto your own thing.
I'm not computer literate.
And then we, you know, for instance, we give money for various adult public programs, like the recent Mark Scarborough
lectures.
Series on the ghost stories of Henry James.
He's excellent. I've taken a TLC with him. He's excellent.
And other special, you know, things like that over the years. And then children's programs and the little, you know, the play state. Very sometimes equipment, mm-hmm, from a special rug that Aaron Simmons, the former...
Oh, yes.
Very successful director, library, children's library person wanted in a kind of computer PlayStation,
yep,
and other,
yep,
things. And then we give money for acquisitions, other acquisitions, mm-hmm, beyond the New York Times. And
oh, yeah, there's a lot of books that will have the book plate.
We created the Judy Linscott Fund in honor of our founding president, which is particularly for books in her area of interest, which I think was gardening and mystery,
yes,
and art. And that's, we make an annual grant for that. And then other things as they pop up. You know, we gave a travel grant to help Claudia go to a conference last year, which, you know, she got a grant from Berkshire Taconic,
mm-hmm,
and so we kind of helped out with that.
But it's so wonderful to have this group of dedicated people working for the common good. And I don't know that anybody really appreciates all that you do unless they know about it. You know, and that's one of the reasons of doing the oral history, so that people are aware of the people behind the scenes that are working so hard to make our library such a vibrant place. And Claudia is so thrilled with anything and everything that you've done for her, and she mentioned it in her interview.
Well, that's nice.
It's true. It's true.
No, but we try to be responsive to, because otherwise there's no point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Know? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You've had some different collaborations, one of them with the White Hart.
That is the library. That is not
that,
the Friends.
Oh, that's the library.
That's not
okay.
the Friends. And I credit Claudia for that because it's been not only a way of getting more people to know about the library,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but with the renovation, the Wardell Room was not going to be available yeah. for
anything.
Public programs.
Yeah.
So this was a way of continuing the kind of author series, you know, at a place.
Yeah.
So it's been a nice thing of teaming up with an independent bookstore because we believe in supporting independent bookstores.
Did she organize or coordinate with Oblong as well?
It started with Oblong.
It started with Oblong, and then it worked out.
It started with Oblong.
And then went to the White Hart.
And then...
The White Hart.
I don't know whether it was Oblong's initiative about doing things at the White Hart.
But anyway, it is a collaboration. How about the free library?
Ah, the little free library. Well, that... I have another thing that I found to give you.
Oh, good.
About that. This is a national initiative, nonprofit initiative, to encourage the availability of books, even in towns perhaps that don't have a library or as a supplement,
mm-hmm.
because they're located, you know, in the town.
Yeah.
And they're stocked, in this case, by the Friends, and we bought the little free library and had an Al Genovese volunteered his time and energy to install it for us. And so we put books that, you know, come in from our donations mm-hmm. into mm-hmm. it, principally paperbacks, principally fiction.
Oh, sure.
Because the idea, especially within a town like Salisbury, which has huge Appalachian Trail traffic,
mm-hmm.
is that the Appalachian Trailers can come, take a book, leave a book, and we've been putting one of our bookmarks that we had made, which tells about the Friends on one side and about the library on the other, in each book, so people have a bookmark and know more about us and about the library.
Oh, good.
And the hours. And
nice marketing.
That.
Nice marketing.
And so I think it's been a big success. And we, you know, members of the Friends, you know, check it. And mm-hmm. Susan DeMille has been principally in charge of, you know, organizing that.
Where is it located?
It's right on the pathway between between the pharmacy and Le Bon's.
Ah.
Sort of outside Johnny Cake Books.
Okay. Oh, all right.
And the Salisbury Marketplace people gave us permission to put it there.
Oh, good. It is a cooperative town, isn't it? It really is. When I was working on the book sale, some of the books went off to men and women in prison, and other books went to the military. Do you still do that?
Less so now. Joanne Elliott organized that effort, and as she does the online book sales, although she's not on the board, but she's mm-hmm. going to be
but she's continued
director
that.
Emeritus. The most recently, they've gone to VA hospitals.
Oh, good.
And we've gotten some very nice letters from hospitals thanking us for the books.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But they have to be of a certain kind of book.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. But it's nice.
So it's mainly fiction. But
again, it's nice that the books are passed along, they're recycled instead of just ditched.
And now when we, and most recently, we stopped actually selling mass market paperbacks at the book sale and really just concentrated on trade paperbacks. So when we got good mass market ones in as donations, we immediately gave them to Joanne for the
What's the difference between a mass and a trade paperback?
The mass markets are the small ones that
okay.
you kind of see, and which used to be the format
mm-hmm.
For all paperbacks when they started out in the 50s.
Okay.
But and the trade paperbacks are
the
more
bigger
the size of a real book.
Easier to read, with or without glasses.
They're, you know, I mean, we just stopped. you don't see them as much anymore. Mm.
What haven't I asked you that I should?
Well, I think the only comment I would make is that I think that the renovation of the library, which is going to be beautiful, and Rob Bristow and Pilar Prophet, who mm-hmm. From Poesis Design have been in charge of that, and John Hoffman has been the trustee in charge.
And I've done an interview with John on this.
It's an amazing, amazing job.
Oh, yes.
And I think everybody's very happy with the job that Burlington, mm-hmm. the construction manager, mm-hmm. has done. And I think I think it's going to be, we've all felt that the library is a great community resource. And I think this renovation is going to be a showstopper.
Oh, absolutely.
In terms of people's wanting to be in the building,
yeah.
and wanting to be there and do things there.
It's a beautiful
and
building.
It offers other opportunities for activities, with the new children's library being downstairs and the beautiful reading room upstairs being an adult space.
Oh, that's going to be gorgeous. Just
great
gorgeous.
For poetry readings and or author, you know, because mm-hmm. people can sit around in an informal way. And I think they've come up with a rather residential approach to a commercial project. And it's going to be beautiful.
Of course it is.
So that, to me, is a game changer for the library, because it's always been a welcoming place, because the staff there is terrific.
Oh, the staff is marvelous.
And I think this is just going to make it even more valuable to the town.
And we're very blessed to have it in our town as a community center.
So that's about it, I think.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and your information.
Pleasure.